Hello, this is Katie, and today we are reading John 13, verses 18 to 30. Jesus predicts his betrayal. I am not referring to all of you. I know those I have chosen, but it is this to fulfill this passage of scripture. He who has shared my bread has turned against me. I am telling you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe that I am who I am. Very truly, I tell you, whoever accepts anyone I send accepts me, and whoever accepts me accepts the one who sent me. After he had said this, Jesus was troubled in the spirit and testified, Very truly, I tell you, one of you is going to betray me. His disciples stared at one another at a loss to know which one of them he meant. One of them, the disciple whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter motioned to this disciple and said, Ask him which one he means. Leaning back against Jesus, he asked him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, It is the one to whom I will give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish. Then dipping the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon. As soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him. So Jesus told him, What you are about to do, do it quickly. For no one at this meal understood why Jesus had said that to him. Since Judas had charge of the money, some thought Jesus was telling him to buy what he needed for the festival or to give something to the poor. As soon as Judas had taken the bread, he went out, and it was night. Well, Jesus predicting his own betrayal is a short but difficult text to read because he knows exactly what's going on. As he says in John 6:70, I have not chosen you the 12, yet one of you is a devil. And he knew from the beginning, yet he unconditionally loved Judas, and he still chose him to be his 12, as he trusted and had faith in God that he knew what was going to happen. Everything, it was planned, it was all ready to be put in place for him to die to be our saviour. I think that just highlights for us that we need to have trust in God and fully set our faith in God and have faith that he knows what there is for us and what he has set in place for us. Lord, I thank you for your wonderful living, breathing text. I thank you yet again for the opportunity to be able to read and share and pass on the things that we've learned. I ask you, Lord, to bless every single person that has listened to this, that is reading the text, that has got things going on today, that you will show them that to be trusting in you and to have faith in you is the best thing for them. In your mighty name, amen.